Chapter 9. A computer chattered to itself in alarm as it noticed an airlock open and close itself for no apparent reason. This was because reason was in fact out to lunch. A hole had just appeared in the galaxy. It was exactly a nothingth of a second long, a nothingth of an inch wide, and quite a lot of millions of light-years from end to end. As it closed up, lots of paper hats and party balloons fell out of it and drifted off through the universe. A team of 7 3-foot-high market analysts fell out of it and died, partly of asphyxiation, partly of surprise. 239,000 lightly fried eggs fell out of it too, materializing in a large wobbly heap on the famine-struck land of Pogril in the Panzel system. The whole Pogril tribe had died out from famine, except for one last man who died of cholesterol poisoning some weeks later. The nothingth of a second for which the whole existed reverberated backward and forward through time in a most improbable fashion. Somewhere in the deeply remote past, it seriously traumatized a small random group of atoms drifting through the empty sterility of space and made them cling together in the most extraordinarily unlikely patterns. These patterns quickly learned to copy themselves and went on to cause massive trouble on every planet they drifted onto. That was how life began in the universe. 5 wild event maelstroms swirled in vicious storms of unreason and spewed up a pavement. On the pavement lay Ford Prefect and Arthur Dent, gulping like half-spent fish.
"There you are,"
gasped Ford, scrabbling for a fingerhold on the pavement as it raced through the third reach of the unknown.
"I told you I'd think of something."
"Oh, sure," said Arthur. "Sure."
"Bright idea of mine," said Ford, "to find a passing spaceship and get rescued by it."
The real universe arched sickeningly away beneath them. Various pretend ones flitted silently by like mountain goats. Primal light exploded. Time blossomed. Matter shrank away. The highest prime number coalesced quietly in a corner and hid itself away forever.
"Oh, come off it," said Arthur. "The chances against it were astronomical."
"Don't knock it. It worked," said Ford.
"What sort of ship are we in?" asked Arthur, as the pit of eternity yawned beneath them.
"I don't know," said Ford. "I haven't opened my eyes yet."
"No, nor have I,"
said Arthur. The universe jumped, froze, quivered, and splayed out in several unexpected directions. Arthur and Ford opened their eyes and looked about in considerable surprise.
"Good God," said Arthur. "It looks just like the seafront at Southend."
"Hell, I'm relieved to hear you say that," said Ford.
"Why?"
"Because I thought I must be going mad."
"Perhaps you are. Perhaps you only thought I said it."
Ford thought about this.
"Well, did you say it or didn't you?" he asked.
"I think so," said Arthur.
"Well, perhaps we're both going mad."
"Yes," said Arthur. "We'd be mad, all things considered, to think this was Southend."
"Well, do you think this is Southend?"
"Oh, yes."
"So do I."
"Therefore, we must be mad."
"Nice day for it."
They both sat on the pavement and watched with a certain unease as huge children bounced heavily along the sand and wild horses thundered through the sky, taking fresh supplies of reinforced railings to the uncertain areas.